Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
You're listening to the Following On podcast in partnership with the ECB. I'm Mark Nicholas, and I'm joined by Jay Dernbach and Alex Tudor to look back at the fourth day's play in this second test match between West Indies and England in Barbados. England finished on 40 for no wicket, not without the odd moment of alarm, it has to be said, but they got through unscathed, having bowled out West Indies for 411. That's a lead of 136 in total. It was Craig Brathwaite who starred again with the bat for West Indies, almost an immovable object. That was until his 489 ball stay finally came to an end.
A relatively short spine bowled him. Jack Leach has bowled Craig Brathwaite for 160.
Once his wicket fell, it didn't take long for Jack Leach and England to wrap things up, and thus that first innings lead of 96. That is out, LBW. I'll wager. Yep, up goes the finger. England eventually finishing, as I say, on 40 for no wicket. So a lead of 136. We've got a lot to look forward to tomorrow. You know, there are a few opportunities available, I think, for England, more so than for West Indies. I turn to Jay Dernbach first, and an overall thought of the day from your viewpoint. You've come into the match fresh, having not been with us so far. What do you make of the whole thing? I suppose the pitch is a bit of a drainer of all our enthusiasm, isn't it?
Unfortunately, that is the case. The pitch shouldn't be, but we were discussing earlier, but it's become such a big factor in this fixture, especially when you're talking about two young lads who are making their debut in this game. It's going to be overshadowed by them having to learn their trade on something that's not been particularly conducive. We did see some positive things. Jack Leach obviously bowled a ton of overs there, stayed in the game long, ended up getting his rewards with three wickets in the end. We wanted to see him offer a bit more flight. I think he did that to some degree today. And the two young lads, Mahmood, certainly ran in and bowled with some pace and got the ball to move back in with a bit of reverse swing. So that was positive to see. And Fisher looked promising, didn't he?
He found a little bit of movement, actually, more off the seam. I don't think anybody else has made the ball go off the seam much. I thought he bowled very straight. Alex?
Yeah, he did. I think he did okay. He didn't look out of his depth. Obviously, he didn't have the wicket that he can make it do a lot of talking and make the batsman look silly. But I thought he bowled in good areas. As I said, he's nice and high in his action. He bowls mid-80s, 81, 82 miles an hour. And I sort of feel in English conditions, he will cause a lot of problems for batters.
Just give you the figures of the two of them. Matt Fisher, who took the new ball, 25 overs, 5 maidens, 1 for 67. Saki Mahmood, 27 overs, 6 maidens, 2 for 58. So startlingly similar figures. Ben Stokes was amazing. 29 overs, 10 maidens, 2 for 65. Bowled really well. He was the standout for England. And Jack Leach, a marathon performance. One ball short of 70 overs, 27 maidens. 118 runs and 3 wickets. Did we get less out of Jack Leach than we might have hoped for or expected? They both went for the microphone and stopped and waited for the other.
Listen, I just feel it was an opportunity for him. But listen, as you said on comms, Mark, you know, it's not really the wicket that he would have liked. He would have liked a little bit more bounce, possibly.
Pace and bounce.
And pace, yeah. He didn't really have that. So he was able to contain, wasn't he? He was able to contain, as you can tell by his figures. But I just felt with the amount of runs that he had to play with, he could have just given it a little bit more air. Like Jade said, he did do that in bits, but it just wasn't the consistency. I would just like to have seen it a little bit more.
Yeah, I completely agree with Chews in that. I just think he needs to put himself out there and take a few risks. International cricket, it's not just about containing. You know, sometimes a game, especially of this nature, somebody has to grab it by the scruff of the neck and say, I'm going to be the man today. Can I change it with this spell of bowling? And just at times, Jack Leach does the basics very well, doesn't he? And that's what we saw again from him today. But if he's going to develop his test career and he's going to be the man that Joe Root can rely on to potentially throw him the ball when things are not going our way at times, he needs to be able to stick his neck out on the line.
Yep, okay. I think that's a fair summary. The overall position, I mean, here's me optimistically saying that there's a chance for England to force a result tomorrow. You weren't quite so sure earlier. You said no, there's no chance for a result.
No, I just felt, listen, if England would have come into this series with some test wins and the positivity that the players would have had, then yes, by all accounts, yes. But, you know, as you said, they got out of Antigua with a draw. I think they'll get out of, obviously, Barbados with a tour, and they move on to Grenada. The one thing that they will want Alex Lees to look assured and get some runs behind him. Crawley again after that magnificent 100 in the first test and go again. And then, as you say, you know, we know what Joe Root does. And then you say Ben Stokes and all been fantastic. Lawrence with that 91 in the first inning. So, you know, the batters lower down look good. It's just for that top order now. With Alex Lees.
I'm hoping we can hear from Saqib Mahmood. I'm not sure if we're ready for that. I think we're not quite yet. Okay, we're just on the brink of getting Saqib Mahmood. What would it need? I mean, it needs a sprint tomorrow morning with the bat and then a very, very, very lucky afternoon, doesn't it?
It does. And again, we have to mention the pitch, and I just don't think it's going to be conducive to that. As much as it hasn't helped the bowlers, from a batting perspective, it's not particularly easy to just go out there and start playing shots on a surface that is offering you minimal pace. So we could find ourselves in a spot of bother when we're on the front foot. We've got a couple of young lads at the crease. Give them an opportunity to score some runs and then see what happens after the first hour.
All right, makes sense. Saqib is ready and Mark Butcher's with him.
Saqib, big smile on your face. What's your first taste of Test cricket been like?
Yeah, long couple of days in the dirt. My first Red Bull game since December, and you know, you'll know how it'll feel after a first day in the dirt after a while. So, but yeah, glad to get off the field today.
Talk us through the emotions when you thought you had your first Test match wicket yesterday, and it turned out that you just, it was probably about a centimetre over the line.
Yeah, I mean, I was fine the whole time on the front line, and then just a little bit of an effort ball trying to obviously get that Yorker in. Yeah, so I was mid-hug with Rooty and I saw the umpire stick his arm out. But yeah, I was pretty gutted at the time. I thought I'd let myself down, let the boys down. But, you know, I tried to get out of my head, which was quite tough. But, yeah, just tried to crack on a little bit, I guess.
You managed to get the ball reverse swinging. I mean, that's definitely a strength of yours in white ball and red ball cricket. You must have been absolutely delighted with the movement that you got and the trouble that you caused, even on this flat surface.
Yeah, I mean, obviously reverse swing came into play a little bit. It's quite slow, so both edges aren't really in play. It's more trying to obviously bring the stumps and that front pad into play. I thought Craig played exceptionally well on that wicket. You know, to some of the other guys, tried to obviously challenge that front pad a little bit. And you know, just tried to stay disciplined throughout. I think later on in the game, when you're sort of coming into your fifth and sixth spell, you know, everyone's saying inexperienced and get him into that stage, but I just tried to obviously stay disciplined with it as well. You know, if I wasn't taking wickets, I tried not to go for runs, and you know, in the end, it was obviously a great effort from everyone trying to bowl him out.
Yep, great effort. And then talk us through the moment that you did get your first Test match wicket. That just talk us through what happened.
Well, the shot came out of nowhere from Jace, and then it was a great catch from Fish. There wasn't a massive celebration from me. I was sort of looking at the wicket to see where my foot landed and whether the umpire would say anything. But I guess it was just a feeling of relief more than anything after, you know, what happened last night.
Okay. Anything you can tell us about what the plans might or might not be for tomorrow? Or is that above your pay grade?
I think they'll be discussing that there. I think as soon as I got off the field, I got in the shower, just tried to chill out as much as I could. So I think it's something we'll discuss tonight and maybe tomorrow morning. I think it'd be good if we can have another crack at them tomorrow, try and see if we can get 20 wickets on
there. Okay, great. And the body's feeling good. You're ready for another go, another crack, should the call come.
Yeah, look, it's a bit sore, but these are the days you play for. Hopefully tomorrow, if we do get another crack at them, you know, that's the sort of day you play for as you know, in Test cricket.
Okay, mate. Great stuff. Congratulations. Well done.
Thank you.
A Test wicket taker.
Thank you.
Well, he seemed to have exactly the right attitude. That was a good interview. I mean, very fair, I thought.
Yeah, certainly was. He'd been a very well-spoken young man and spoke quite candidly and honestly. The reactions and emotions of going through, potentially taking his first test wicket, but overstepping line, but then getting his just rewards. And as we said, we think he stuck in very well for a debutant. Came back and he had spells where he looked very dangerous, certainly with that ball reversing and in the latter overs as the lacquer was off. So I think he's a good prospect.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com. Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out UnitedHealthcare insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yep. Interestingly, the West Indies total was their highest total when they'd lost their third wicket for 101, or indeed fewer than that. So that's a heck of an effort. The previous best, 384 for 7 against England in Manchester back in 1988. That tells you a lot about what they achieved. If I add in the fact that Craig Brathwaite's innings in 710 minutes out there was the third longest ever by a West Indian. Brian Lara, 778 minutes. In 2004, that was a world record-breaking innings, of course. Lara again in Antigua, another one, 766 minutes, the other world record breaker. And then Brathwaite coming in ahead of Frank Worrell and Gordon Greenidge. So a magnificent performance by the West Indies captain. Look, I mean, it wasn't a thriller minute, not by any means. It's not record-breaking, world record-breaking stuff like Brian Lara or thrilling quality from you know, Worrell or Greenidge in terms of stroke play. But he did what he had to do. As I said a number of times, he made sure that his side stayed in this game.
Massive powers, Mark, of concentration, the application, dedication, and to lead from the front. And as you say, it gives you great powers, isn't it, when you can walk into the change room and you're showing your boys how you want it done. As you said, you know, he's got a career strike rate of, you know, mid-30s. So you're not going to get, you know, crash bound wallop from him, but what he does do, he does occupy the crease, and then what that does, it allows the stroke makers within the team to come in and play. But unfortunately, they didn't really have a wicket to be able to do that. But it was a fantastic innings from him.
Yeah. I'm going to switch the subject completely here now. We're going to go to Malcolm Marshall because you were asking me about him. And Malcolm Marshall, grew up, well, learnt the game really bowling in Barbados, first in club cricket and then on this very ground. And now one of the ends of the ground is named after him. He died far too young, age 41. But you asked me about if he had favourite opponents. I said Essex. He took 61 wickets against Essex at 17 apiece. But listen to this. Against Worcestershire, he took 77 wickets at 14 apiece. That is tidy, isn't it?
That is tidy. I mean, the thing about the great man is that it was on all wickets. So, yes, if it seemed around, he was going to cause you troubles. If there was pace and bounce, he was going to cause you trouble. But also, if it was flat, he had enough skill. So I remember knowing he went to India, one series, and in three tests or however the test, he got 39 wickets. You know, he just cleaned up. He's just a fantastic
role. Yeah, interesting. Viv Richards thought he was the best ahead of Lilly because of his performances in the subcontinent. He said that, you know, Mako is as good, if not better, in the subcontinent. Of course, it helps those low bounce pitches. If they've got any pace at all, he was a skiddy bowler, not a particularly tall guy. Wow, I mean, when he skidded it into your pads, it hurt. He bust Bud Hill. Do you remember Bud Hill? He was a batsman for Derbyshire.
Yeah, no name.
He used to play forward. Alan Hill, he used to come forward and he got 100 against him at Basingstoke. But let me tell you, he broke his knee. He did. He shattered the kneecap by the end of the innings. Jay Dernbach, thank you very much. Alex Tudor, thank you very much. Pleasure to have you with us. A long old day here, but you've done a grand job, as everybody on this production has. This is Following On here on TalkSport 2 in partnership with the ECB.
Matt Fisher once again. Short, wide, cut away down towards the third man boundary. Nobody down there.
And Bradford this time is driving. Coming off the outside edge, it's going to go into the boundary, into third man boundary for four. And the West Indies now 310 for four. They have avoided officially the follow-on.
Positive start from the West Indian captain.
Always a good day when Arsenal win a Premier League match. And they won the only one this morning in terms of the only game being played, 1-0. So I'm quite chirper.
Here is Leach once again. Oh, that one spins and fizzes. And Ben Fokes has taken that one-handed. Goodness me, that looks like it's bounced out of a hole. And that's chopped away into the gully and caught. Dan Lawrence takes the catch. And Alzari Joseph, the night watchman, has gone. It's Ben Stokes. Who else who makes something happen?
That's a lovely stroke from Jason Holder. It's a tad over pitch by Stokes.
You can still see the menu at Lord's. Vegetable soup, rack of lamb, garlic prawns, Louisiana love bite. Wow, what a menu that was at Lord's.
As Mahmoud comes in and bowls to Holder, and Holder's hitting this in the air. This is going out to mid-on. Chance for a catch. Is he going to gift his wicket away? Yes, he does. Catch taken. The Windies have lost their sixth second ball after lunch. It's now 351 for six.
And it's a first wicket for Mahmoud in Test match cricket. One debutant to the other, Matt Fisher taking the catch.
458 balls, 648 minutes. 10 hours and 48 minutes. Well played, Craig Brathwaite. He's gone to 150.
And a relatively
short boys bowled him. Jack Leach has bowled Craig Brathwaite for 160.
The immovable, irresistible Craig Brathwaite has finally proved to be human. He sure has. One defensive shot too many.
And the crowd are enjoying a bit of Queen pounding out, "We will rock you." Boom, 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 boom.
Like I say, sometimes when you're struggling for a bit of form, the best time is to come in with a few tail enders beckoning in front of you, and you get the opportunity to get a few somewhat cheap wickets and just do wonders for your form.
That's close. That is really close. In fact, it's out.
It's going to be hard to be overturned here. Umpire's raised his finger.
Pitching outside off. Impact in line. Wicket. Umpire's call.
That's a lovely wicket for Chris Wokes.
Mahmoud comes in once again. This one is a huge appeal. Has to be given. He's given.
That is out, LBW. I'll wager. Yep, up goes the finger. The total, I think 411, yeah, that's correct. 411 from 187 overs and 5 balls.
Roach bowls to Lees, who's cutting beautifully. That's gone back on a point for four. Here he comes in again and bowls. This one is short and is pulled, and pulled well. That's going to go into the boundary. 4 runs there to Zach Crawley.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.